The 42-acre site is along Whitehaven Road, and if the $15 million project goes through, there would be around 35 acres of the panels, standing up to 12 feet high, with the entire complex surrounded by a plastic-covered chain-link fence. Speakers in opposition had problems from potential effect on property values around the plant area to a claim solar power remains experimental. The project sponsored by Solar Park Energy out of Saratoga Springs. Managing General Partner Thomas Guzek says the proposed site reflects the need to hook into the electrical grid. The
substation that we are going to interconnect there is right in front of the property that we are looking to develop this on. Quite honestly, the National Grid, who's interested in distributed energy generation, is supporting us in this project in terms of saying, listen, it's a good project.
All the town board did was hold the required public hearing and didn't do anything more. Guzek says he's running toward the end of this construction season, and construction would take 3 to 4 months. He says once there is an approval, he has to go out and sell solar to potential customers. The target market is people interested in solar as an electrical source, but who can't or won't put panels on their property. Instead, they would draw power from this community solar project. The project would produce enough electricity to serve 1,200 homes. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.